Welcome to Overload On Air,
official podcast of Overload Online.
You can find us online at www.treediceoverload.wordpress.com.
Sometimes you have to roll the hard 666.
I'm Siski, welcome to Overload On Air. I'm here with the anonymous Irish WTC team.
Hello!
So, from left to right, because that's the best way to introduce people on radio, here I have Owen Brennan.
Say hi, how's it going?
Careful, it's Killbox.
Oh, yeah, very funny.
Anthony.
Hey.
Kieran.
Hello.
Old man, dirty old man, Bulger.
I want to have sex
the dirty again. Team captain of the dirtiest
and
dirty
Stu-
team.
And Woo! Stu Gorman.
Stuzen.
Stuzen.
Stuzen the fat woman girl.
If you look up fat woman on Google,
you'll find Stuzen.
So what we're going to go through here, the WTCT team lists were released today. So we're going to give a little bit of our opinions on them.
I'd just like to put a disclaimer in there. We have been drinking and we're going to continue drinking for the rest of the podcast.
And swearing.
There's going to be a lot of swearing. So yeah.
Wasn't there already swearing?
The Nord podcast.
Maybe some kissing.
Oh,
look at me for that.
This has started back.
We apologize.
You said well. Now we've hit one of the podcast bingo things. We announced our podcast. Don't get polycrap.
I hit on a man within 2 minutes.
We all knew that.
Bingo.
Woo. Okay, so today the WTTC team list.
Oh my god, you
get it right. Jesus, why is he the MC?
Because it was my idea.
Languages and things.
It's a self-aggrandizing move, Owen.
This is an Overload Online issue all over again.
Yeah. All right. So, the list that we have here, you guys are going to be playing... Owen, you're going to be playing Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Anto's going to be playing Crix. Kieran's going to be playing Scorn. Stu, you're going to be playing Trolls. And Jerry...
Jerry.
A moment, please.
The Jerry.
Jerry was going to be playing Everblight. So... right, we'll kick it off with Owen.
No, actual Everblight.
Can I get some more tables, please?
I need to find an ogre and stick myself inside him. Whatever way is easiest, I don't want
to
push his chest through the...
Well, Stu being a fat woman kind of counts as an ogre,
JVM,
right?
A little bit. Is JVM an ogre?
I don't know, but he is Everblight.
Are you saying
I find it hard to believe that Kieran won't try to get inside JVM. Dirty old man Bulger.
I will. By the way, I'd like to take this point out to Keith that we've put a lot of annoying crap on your website, hoping that it would be put up on your mediocre podcast. I've been disappointed that we haven't seen it yet. Just saying, we'll continue on with the podcast.
Woo woo! I feel like we should have a hype man.
What another thing you're always trying to get at, of course, is the fact that
I'm the most ghetto.
Basically ran the lightning round out of business.
We killed the lightning round. I was proud of that.
Kieran, yeah. Tor, Thunder Slayer, or Bulger.
Don't tell anyone my name.
Yep. Alright guys, we're going to start with Anto. So Anto, do you want to run us through your list there please?
Okay, so I'm in the wonderfully creative tradition of Crix lists at this World Team Championships, taking Peace Guard,
Anchor.
Yeah, 30 Bay Knights, and in the one difference I can see between me and every other Peace Guard player, Blood Witches rather than Stixus Raiders. And then I've got an Epic Denegra list that's got Boomhammers, Nis, Stixus Raiders, Bane Thralls, Samaric Nodes, shockingly 40 plus infantry in the Crix list. Who knew?
What do you say to the accusation that you are not running the appropriate amount of incorporeal for the Irish meta?
I do feel that I'm not representing the Irish Crix meta as well as I possibly could, since it's been characterised by running ghosts of people, jamming wizards with ghosts.
I think you should mention why you took the Blood Witches over the Raiders with Scar, because you spent a lot of time making that decision.
Yeah, that's true. Part of it is just like get reflexively itchy every time I run a pair of Crix lists,
you
and
get
one
a cream for that.
Doesn't have.
It's reflexive STDs. Oh no! I'm outside! Gonorrhea! Oh, this is Sunday chlamydia!
Oh, seasons are turning. Here comes the thrush.
My penis just coughed up a golf ball.
It was going so well there for about 5 minutes.
We all knew I don't know how genitals work.
Owen has never had
when
sex.
They come in contact with other genitals.
He may be an angel, we're not sure.
He's coming for you, JVM.
Okay. Have you bought your 30 minutes with JVM?
I'm going to make a sweet 30 minutes with JVM at the WTC.
More like two and a half, three. Go on.
Band of.
What was the point again?
Bloodwitch. Like.
Bloodwitch. It's all about the blood hat.
The blab hag.
I'm glad I'm going to
just bear in mind that he's currently drinking Delirium, which I'm pointing to the mic.
Use your mic, guys.
He has already started on the Belgian beer. Has had no effect on us so far.
This can only end in wonderful, wonderful cogent argument on my part.
And there is about two shades redder than we started this podcast already.
That's because we're podcasting in a sauna. Just the other. Excuse me. Let me talk. The other option was to podcast on a misty mountainside using a sheep, which is the general Irish all-purpose replacement for a computer. But we decided to podcast in some sort of greenhouse.
I own a startling amount of sheep.
I'm eating a biscuit.
Why are you eating a biscuit on the podcast?
No eating.
Crumbliest of foods. You may as well just pop open some popcorn Doritos.
Popcorn Doritos.
Yeah, it's a sandwich where you get two pieces of Dorito, put a popcorn in between it, and then crunch it as loudly as humanly possible with the openest mouth Stu can make.
That's amazing.
While at a funeral.
It's really open. He is a slack-jawed funeral attendee.
So
and
you're
a
playing,
fat woman.
So you're playing Scar?
This point is well lost at this point. Blood Witches instead of Raiders. I think the advantage of Raiders in that list is that, you know, you've got the board position, scenario brands. It also makes deployment a whole lot easier when you just put some of your stuff in front of the other stuff and don't have to think hard about it. But I really don't like not having the Blood Hag after many, many games. Partially, it's Owen Brennan's fault because of all of the Boomhounders forever and ever that happened last year. And everyone's running tough. It's there all over the place. And I just don't like not being able to turn it off. It means that one shot, one attack weapon masters just sometimes don't do half as much work as they should. You want to take that variable away a little bit and be sure that when you stab something in the head, you're going to kill it.
Also, if Butcher Tree taught us anything, no healing is really good against Menot. And you probably want to play Scar against Menot a lot of the time.
Yeah, I think that's pretty likely.
Give away secrets.
There's going to be a lot of Menot we're going to have to play.
It won't save them.
I mean, they've got you as a captain. And
nothing left.
No, Kieran.
Captain of Menot. Captain of God.
Right, Kieran, what you got?
Hello, my name is Kieran, or pronounced Siron, Ciaron, Kiaron?
Kiaron!
Lord Emperor of Dublin. You know, lots of things. Okay, so I'm running Scorn. I've got two lists, both of which I'm fairly confident I can play mostly drunk.
First, totally drunk.
Then I can play definitely one of them totally
drunk. That's a bridge we'll stumble across when we get to
it. We'll get there.
Just swim across the river.
First off is Lord Arbiter Hexorus. This is a bit of a kind of all comers list. I've got a bit of everything into it. I've got a bit of shooting, I've got a bit of close combat, a bit of denial in it. It has an answer to most things, possibly, maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Lots.
Yeah, it's a bit of everything list. The other one is Rashid, tier 4 Gator list. Seems to be the most common scoring list out of all the 7 players we have. See, most people have it.
You do have your unique twist on it, though.
I have double gators, because I love
double gators.
Double gators?
Double gator. Fate, just I found these gators down at the old potato market.
Stop using the real accent.
Catch on to us.
Only spoken amongst ourselves.
I still... Oh, wait, actually. I think it's important for the world to know that Siski can't do an Irish accent, despite being Irish.
I can too do an Irish accent.
Was that it?
I don't know.
Wait, can you do a Hispanic accent? Like, can you actually live up to Siske?
Siske?
No, evidently. No, new accent.
Suck it on.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that is.
You are playing too bossy. And no.
Whoa, stop. No, Ando's the racist on this podcast.
We have no honor.
Captain Portugal. We'll come back to Portugal.
So why double gators?
Anto won't
then
ever,
you
though.
Check off Gundol thing. It's way worse sounding.
We apologise.
So, Kieran. You're playing yes. two Gatorman Posse, which yes. no other Scorn player in the championship is going to be
okay.
playing.
Dramatic pause, dramatic pause, jazz hands.
I like Gators. I like running a list of everything that's at least armor 16 or more. Gators are fun, they can do a lot of things. There's potentially 20 power 15 attacks. They're tough, they're armor 18 in combat, effectively armor 20 in the feat turn. They're hard to deal with, they answer a lot of questions. Plus they're Gators, they still snap them.
And why no bronze back?
I tried that. The only way to get a bronze back in would have been to, if I wanted to keep both Gators, which I like being able to have the plus 2 speed on both of them the first turn. Having a bronze back in there would mean I'd have to cut down on which titans I have. And in terms of titans, I like the bronze back, I think it's great, it does fantastic work. But when it comes to this list, I like having the ranged option, I like having the big heavy I can put in the centre and leave. So the only way that works is put in the cannoneer, put in the sentry, put in the gladiator. And I think the cannoneer is a very underused model. It has a very powerful gun, it's very good in close combat. And I think its Animus is fantastic, especially in Rashid's list, because you've got feet that does minus 2 strength, you've got another Animus that does minus 2 strength. I think I like it. I've always liked it. It was my favourite beast in Mark 1. And I love Mark 1! so it's my one carryover.
Old Man Bulger.
I love Mark 1.
We're never going back.
We're never going back.
We are going back. We're running that Mark 1 tournament.
No. Yeah, we are going to eventually.
No
so
way.
We're going back.
Marty!
Spirit and Amber,
we've got to go back.
Marty, back. Marty, we've got to go back. That's not at all the right accent.
We apologise to any foreigners.
I don't even remember.
Siske, we've got to go back. I'm Scottish now.
No, you're not.
Belfast,
eh?
I mean,
the vast accent.
I don't remember winning a game in Mark 1.
I don't remember you winning a game.
Yeah, I beat.
I remember him winning a game.
I've beat, actually. Have I ever played you, Kieran?
Therefore, I have. You have 100%.
Okay, I haven't beat everyone at this table. But I nearly... I beat the three of you. Pointing, which is the most useful form of expression on a podcast.
No, once. You mollocarned me once.
Never got me, Siski.
I did.
Oh, you
remember we were playing Tyra. I was playing Tyra, you were playing
Siege. You did, 15 points. Congratulations.
yeah, which is...
No, you win.
Yeah.
You win life. No, good.
There you go.
We're talking about conversations.
You're free now.
There's a reason I'm not on the WGC team. But,
it's because you're shit and I didn't pick you.
Oh man.
No.
That was brutal.
In fairness, he's just less attracted to Siski than all the other men.
Too much.
I like easy women.
Yeah, Stu, go on.
Okay, so I'm playing Runes of War.
Fat girl.
Runes of War, the fat girl.
The fat girl of Trolls.
No, Rune Shapers are the fat girl.
It was standing in the corner for so long. And no
Chad and Flanzer, this is my shout out. If you want to get into a corner with me and just beat the shit out of Jessica Brennan here, we can do it.
Do it.
My stone's better than your stone.
Would you?
But I've got better. Lots of stone.
Please note.
I've got Rune Shapers dancing around my mic, but no one can see it because it's a mic.
More prop humor, please. Anyway, sorry.
We think prop humor is the podcast feature. So Runes of War is an all-around really good list. Then I'm running Epic Madrak with a Swamp Troll and a Storm Troll for my battle group, and then 2 units of Fenblades, 1 with UA, Min Scattergunners with UA, full Burrowers, 2 Fellcallers, full Creelstone with UA, and Victor Pendrick.
I hate that list.
I had a Rune Bearer.
Can I ask you some things about both your lists, actually? First of all, does anyone else think that Runes of War is underrated as probably Troll's best, like, general list?
I'm not sure it's underrated, but it definitely is the best.
I think it is, though, right?
It is probably the best general list.
Yeah, like it's...
Like, what do people think is the best list?
I think troll players feel a lot.
If you look at the troll lists across the thing, there's commonalities in casters, but there's not commonalities in style.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like...
Like, look at Legion in the...
There's not really...
Breakdown, and it's like, bam, here are the cookies.
We have figured out
exactly
the two.
What it is. Yeah. No one's done that for
just
troll.
Signar have their
or
two.
Or even Cricks as well.
Just from having done, like, a shallow survey when I was thinking of starting trolls recently... I mean, the two lists that kept coming up again and again as the best were Family Reunion and Runes of War.
Yeah,
I
was a lot of
those, though. Family Reunion suppose,
is really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Family Reunion is really good, but I don't feel like Family Reunion is good with Runes of War.
No, they both anchor repairing.
I feel like that, yeah.
And they're both
I know they do armor spam differently, but I don't feel, like, in a tree list, I think it's cool, but in two, I don't feel like it's
Spamming armor twice in a three list is really good, but I don't like spamming it twice in a two list.
So, also, you should defend the Storm Troll.
Yes,
I'm
going to ask the question. I've got it written down right here. Yeah, so Stu, you're playing the Storm Troll, which is getting a lot of flack.
Yeah, getting a lot of flack from Jessica over there. so he wants me to play the Pyro Troll. And no, I
just
too late now.
Too late now. You want to play the Fire Troll? Yeah. So I like the Storm Troll. I think he does good work. I think his Animus allows me to skew really hard against infantry.
I'm just not sure he.
So I can, because in a situation where someone destroys a bunch of my infantry, I can throw out his Animus on a couple models, a couple of ten blades generally, and feet to clear a ton of infantry and gain the attrition edge back. It's not likely to happen very often, but it allows me to deal with that situation. It makes me more of an anti-infantry skew.
Yeah, I can get that.
And I don't think that Madrax can be throwing the Pyrotrol Animus out very much. The Pyrotrol Animus can put it on something, but I think the problem with it is, who do I pick from that? Like, it's a list where there is, partly by design, no individual model that's really significant. Like, everybody's a bit shit. And then you throw Blood Fury on them, and they kill everything they touch.
I still feel like the Felcallers are important, even if there are two of them.
I put it on the Felcaller late game as well. I don't think it needs more armor cracking. Yeah.
I suppose the Runes of War also with the feet is probably so good against Legion, you don't need to worry too much about Madrek.
Yeah, especially because every Legion player has basically brought Saren. I don't want to drop Epic Madrek against Saren.
Apart from Jerry.
Yeah, apart from Jerry.
A moment, please.
Oh, Jerry. Good God. The horrors.
We should probably find out what we have to do about that.
He hasn't been seen.
That's tomorrow.
That's not right. No, sorry. So, Owen, do you want to talk about your list?
Because he's laughed right after that. Ruined the joke.
More work for Anto is good work.
Yeah, so my lists were.
I'm gonna make you pay for this,
my lists were stolen by a bald man.
A bald American man?
A bald American man from Tejas.
Tejas.
Yeah.
Abandoned name a while ago.
So the northernmost province of Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this bald guy no one has ever heard of stole my lists, except like an idiot, right? He replaced one of the stalkers in my Chromat list with a feral. Why not just use a pureblood?
Okay, maybe it suited his playstyle.
It might, but look,
situationally,
I feel like the feral sprinting 11 inches just seems really situational. Like, whatever.
What if he's big in his own meta? Like,
he probably is, but I mean, he's a mook. Who cares? I feel ripped off.
He has to play on the European stage now. I mean, he's not back home in Mexico now. You know, it's.
And he also won't be allowed to shoot up into the air when inside a building here.
Yeah.
Which is a big difference. And I feel like that'll throw off the game. Yeah. So, in summary, pure bloods are better than everything.
Yeah. Also,
in the right situation.
Yeah.
Do you want that dice chart with the different colors for all the different roles?
Yeah, he stole that from me too.
Yeah.
Stole my dice chart.
Now that you've finished trolling a man none of us have ever met, do you want to discuss your lists?
No, there's nothing to say.
There's actually very little to say.
The best thing you can do is a joke.
Look at this Texas rip-off merchant. You'll see roughly what I'm planning. I will mention, actually, that probably if people are looking at our lists, and we did a lot of that today, I probably looked like the worst player because I chickened out and copied someone's lists.
Yeah, because you are the worst
looks
player.
Looks like.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it is true that I'm the newest player to the game by a considerable amount, like by at least 2 years.
And as we all know, years really matter. Look
at
Siski.
I think so.
Yeah, I've only been playing for a depressing amount of time.
So, in summary, please go gentle and give me score and matchups.
I know I want the score and matchups.
And then, are we going to talk about Jerry's list?
Jerry.
Let's just say there was something.
Let's just say the Jerry Nolan experience is quite a thing.
Yeah,
it's very. We can't really speak about it. We can't explain it. We just have to wait until you're there.
Let's just say it doesn't matter what he's playing, you'll get an experience.
Mm. Doesn't matter what he's playing, he will be drunk.
So anyway,
I actually think this is a really good spot to segue briefly into advertising the Friday night event.
I would like to talk about Beer Machine. It's an event on Friday at the WTC. We're gonna do beer, but it's totally sober. Yeah. So no alcohol at the event is allowed.
Yeah, sober.
Real sober. So basically we're gonna have a meet and greet, bit of a fun event. I don't know if people are there early or if they're there late. Either way, we'll still be running it for as long as we can. Standing, maybe, whatever it is. The basic idea of it, it's a mangled metal game. The idea is to kind of just create a bit of friendly banter between different teams. And
trade local brews.
Trade local brews, that's the second part.
And probably slag off.
Let me talk it first.
And probably slag off the Slovaks.
Well, we will slag off, so don't tell them that yet. Well, I've already challenged one of the main judges to the first event, so I'm just saying.
Good
I hate you, Norbert!
I love you, Norbert!
Basically, the idea is bring a local beer or two, that's the entry fee for it. As you play Mangle Metal game, we'll just throw a few casual games out. We'll record results through it. We'll have a few, maybe slightly alcoholic prizes for people. But again, the idea is just get a bit of fun, get a few drinks beforehand, meet and greet new people, introduce people to Jerry.
To Jerry.
And just have a laugh. And we'll show you how to play War Machine Irish Stack.
Yeah. Well, the main rule we're using is the Pillars of Malt.
Yes, so we have everyone has a special spell that gets granted to them. It's called Pillars of Malt. The idea is if you finish a beer while your opponent is playing, so it's encouraged to horse a load of beers into you. I would like someone to explain the word horse.
So you see, a horse at a trough will drink. Will drink to surcease. Will drink because it's a dumb animal and does not actually know when it is full or when it is not full. So beer, well, water in this case, in the case of the horse drinking from the trough, will spew from the horse's nostrils. And actually a sort of white foam will form on the animal's flanks because it's drunk too much water and that's what happens to horses. So that's what Irish people do. Except with beer.
That was magnificent.
To horse, verb, to drink to excess.
So an Irish word. If you can manage to horse a few drinks into you in the opponent's turn, you gain a spell in your next turn. The spell is, what the fuck was it?
It's cost one. So it's range control, cost one, to actually limit people doing it infinitely, because that's happened.
Yeah,
don't make competitive people drink to win.
Why? Yeah. That's us.
You never saw me and Horik play beer machine.
Oh, you're on our team. Anyway, the idea is a friendly game of drinking with an extra spell.
We've yet to explain. It's been like six minutes.
Basically, if you drink lots, you get an extra spell, which is amazeballs. So drink lots, get extra spells, win.
Go find that lovely flyer we put up everywhere.
Yeah, we put it up and...
The challenges Borka have been very underwhelming.
The challenges have been quite.
I think we need to just insult a bunch of countries right now and get some challenges.
Okay, Ando, start with Portugal.
I have nothing to say about Portugal. What was that? Was taken out of context.
Something about somewhere.
Ando got confused between Portugal and a neighbouring country. For the sake of Anto's manhood, we will not recommend which
like
country.
Just say it now. Portugal's only neighbouring to one country.
That's
the joke.
Those Portuguese sure are like Atlanteans. Classic racist slur.
So all you Portuguese,
Anto hates you.
No me gusta. There's a hint.
No burrito.
All of this has been blown wildly out of proportion. I want to make this very, very clear.
Wildly and racistly.
I actually hate the Slovaks.
That's fair. We do all hate the
Slovaks. Okay. I think Kieran gets the dibs. Slovak.
No. I've already explained it to the certain missing member of our party, Jerry.
Jerry
has a very specific beef with a certain person on the Slovak team. I think it was blown out of context by me, but I'm going to keep doing that, and the two of them will need to sort out their beef. And Martin, you may have beaten a certain person at a certain event, but you know,
final, it might be important.
We don't hold that against you. We consider you an Irish person by default, and we hope that you can drink with us and possibly die.
Is this a reigning Irish master Martin Hornacek you're talking about?
No,
oh crap,
it's out now.
Who defeated someone at this table?
Incumbent Iron Master
in a previous round. So
no one cares about you.
You are actually bad, and your master's performance was...
Let's not talk about master's performance. Hang on.
I don't want to defend Anthony here, but if we're talking about bad master's performances, I'm going to point it out to you. The person who possibly was, tipped for the top, even by myself and other people...
No, I'm new and bad, remember?
Shut up, you're crap. This is proof of you being crap. So we thought someone might do quite well at this tournament, until the end of the first round, and we turned around and was like, hey, blank anonymous person. I did air quotes there, I don't know why.
Two tones way up!
Hey, anonymous person, how did you do in this round? Well, let me tell you this. I thought I had an assassination run, but I forgot I had to roll to hit. That actually happened.
In the net.
Not that I assumed I auto-hit. I forgot rolling to hit was a part of the game.
Yeah, this actually happened first round.
How many times did you killbox yourself at that tournament?
Once to win.
Twice in the same game, is that not correct?
No, once ever.
Or your opponent
strategic
twice,
winning. No, he did it once, but that's how I won. Killboxing works.
He just made a hand gesture.
It works now.
We really apologise to people listening at the moment.
Let's really hope you're not listening to this, you know, at work or...
We recommend drinking.
Anthony's on delirium.
At least I've never been killed by an Antomandarax.
Oh.
Antomandarax is a legit sword of COVID.
We'd just like to say that Focus and Fury had an article up about could a drunk person actually edit a podcast? Well, can drunk people actually make a podcast? There's a question.
We're about to find out.
We are the answer to your question, Focus and Fury. We are the answer.
We're not drunk. Remember what Norbert said? We are the Irish.
Yeah. I have to point out that's quite a racial slur, assuming that Irish people
we
are
should,
drinking
however,
and drunk.
We should, however, explain that to people who haven't seen email.
I've actually had a lot of morning
private
videos.
Email.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but it's a good story.
As part of the WTC, seemingly I got voted captain, who knows. I got an email from, it actually wasn't Norbert, it was Peter Blah 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 Blah.
Peter the racist Blah Blah Blah.
Blah Blah Blah. Gablau blau, we know your name.
Gablau blau.
You sent out an email asking for a survey on people's, how would you call it? Accommodation?
Preferences.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
You know, and I believe there was a bit of a slur towards Irish people involved with it. How would you like to sleep if potentially this serious event turned into a drinking contest? And there was a comment there about Irish people.
As if we drink.
It was almost as if our room was going to be the epicenter of all of the drunken debauchery at the WTC.
As if we are chaos incarnate.
It's almost as if we
We never drink.
Sorry,
we never.
Our glorious
drink.
Captain was making a wonderful, wonderful hand gesture.
I have no idea where that.
Oh God, the joke is ruined. Fine, we drink, and you were right. I still hate you.
But the potato consumption was still adequately low.
I had chips.
I've actually eaten potatoes every day since.
I know. Fine, we're total stereotypes. Go fuck yourself.
I'm actually wearing a farmer's cap.
I'm having sex with a sheep.
I'm
that's
the
Wales,
sheep!
That's Wales!
Sorry, I was getting into moment.
Oh crap, now I have two open ciders. I better eat and drink these simultaneously.
Double fist it. That's a term.
He's doing his best. He's doing his best.
It's not
very good. He looks like he's doing an impression of Groucho Marx using beer cans.
No dribble! Like just like when I pee!
I would like to express, as much as we may pretend to hate Slovakia, we actually do hate.
I actually personally hate Slovakia.
A certain person who may or may not have beaten me in a certain event, who knows, it's all past, no one cares, has actually managed to find some Irish Bulmers, or as it's called, Magners outside of it, and imported it into their bar. I'm impressed with that. Good work, Hugh. Generic
Slovakia. Hold an event in your bar.
Yeah, you have a bar. Run an event. We'll come and drink.
More like Martin Hunacek.
Martin Hunacek. You better
but also
stand
Martin,
up
thanks
for
very
being
much for
Irish.
Our blog. That's really cool.
So do you...
big shout out to Martin. We hate you. Thank you for writing and making me edit you every week.
You edit people?
I know, right? Just not myself.
No, guess not.
Because splurge and splurge.
It would be hard to edit yourself because, you know, you've been fairly inconsistent with your articles. This
you've been definitely publishing regularly, right?
Hey, some of us work, me and Kieron.
I work.
You teach, you
no,
don't
you
work.
Don't.
I do.
Small.
I have a full-time
you
job.
You can't fit inside a job.
So I'm small and large.
For reference, I'm the only not tiny Irish WTC anonymous member.
I'm pretty tall.
Cut this out.
Yeah.
Lads, we argue about our heights.
Lads, log into our computer.
Wait, no. Is Slapshaft Cullen not putting this out for us? Slapshaft Cullen?
No.
What?
Well, no.
We haven't got Slapshaft?
No.
But he's Slapshaft.
He's not solving crimes,
like really,
Brennan.
Really soft pretext to come in and say Slapshaft a lot.
I need to say Slapshaft.
Brennan, Slapshaft has crimes to solve.
No, he has crimes
the world's
to slap the
shaft. Yeah, yeah. But he doesn't have time to edit our fucking podcast.
He's got some shaft. Slap.
I don't really know what any of these questions mean. Don't tap the microphone.
Jesus, what are you for?
I'm just gonna...
just the shaft. Slap it.
I'm just gonna just ask these questions and just hope
important.
That there are results.
Somebody
I think we sort of roll with the momentum here.
Owen, what's with the ponies? What's that?
Oh, yeah. All the English name with all the ponies, right? So me and the eponymous Slapshaft Golden, so this is appropriate, talked about Haley 1 with ponies, because the idea was she really needs medium infantry, and Signar don't have them, but horses kind of do that job. They're multi-wounds, you can make them pretty high armor, they can go out. Also, with Ride-By and an Electro Leap gun, you can get two rounds of killing a lot of infantry at your horses before they charge anything. So Slapshaft actually put this in the... practice, and we see it a lot, like a load of horses, storm lines everywhere.
I just like to point out that the Irish meta is
a bit weird. We have a lot of Signar players, we have a lot of Kador players.
We have 50% Kador.
Pretty much at the moment, no Menoth players whatsoever.
I play Menoth.
No one has played Menoth.
I'm actually thinking of taking up Menoth next year. So nobody has played Menoth.
I'm taking up Menoth as well.
And nobody, so nobody plays Rhett.
Me and Stu were taking up Menoth.
All other factions are somewhat represented. So a lot of our lists would be dependent on our weird, skewed, small meta.
I don't know, man.
I know I'm particularly bad for that because in the shop that I play in, three of my five regular opponents were playing Signar for a solid year. Basically, I just have massive boostable gun paranoia based on that. You think Scott from Chain Attack hates Signar? He didn't have to play them three times weekly for a fucking year.
Don't break the fourth wall, man.
Yeah, as Cricks.
Yeah, don't reference other podcasts that we certainly don't listen to.
That was a podcast? I never heard of it.
I mean, I don't know about no one playing Menoth. I mean, we had the Menoth Championships recently.
We did, and I heard that the non
Menoth was pathetic.
Won.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me and Stu, I think, are going to take up Menoth next year.
And we only have one Scorn player.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You're going to take up.
Shit.
You're taking up Cock next year, right?
I am taking Cock all over.
I play
more than usual.
Really wish, because awesome. That somehow hadn't caught on.
Yeah, I actually yeah, really not, dislike. Actually I really funny. Did. Yeah.
It was funny for.
I feel like we've actually cheapened
our. First time someone said it.
I think Beast of War ruined it, and I think Beast of War really, really ruined it. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
All pointing at the mic yeah. as if it's
you guys in there yeah. into that internet.
All
pipe.
Of the internet lives right there.
I cannot for talk context without pointing.
For context,
I'm pointing at you. You, Mr. Person, having a walk, listening to me right now, I'm pointing at you. I hate you.
Steve.
You with
Steve. What kind of rapper name
yeah,
is
John
Steve,
is
anyways?
Clearly, John is more like.
For context, Kieron is very old.
I am. I had sex in the 50s. Last time I had sex was the 70s. I don't remember.
And yet he has a newborn baby. We're all confused.
And he's twice as more strong.
I believe
I'm twice as more strong.
Oh, you're twice as more strong.
I'm twice less.
Everyone's twice as more strong.
Overlord Online is twice,
twice
as more strong.
More strong. More
shade outside. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to get it all in.
Overlord.
Overload. Overload. Sexy.
Overload. That's terrible radio.
I'm going to cut that.
Cheers, radio.
No. Don't clink it with Jameson.
You just
surprisingly empty Jameson,
old
man.
You just made it go crazy.
Anyway, Siski, get us back in track.
Alright, so nobody's playing Kaya.
Nobody, oh, yeah.
I love how you're quite like, BAM! Non sequitur Siski.
In the mean streets of Kilkenny.
Which is a town, right?
Yeah, people hit each other with sticks as a
oh,
hobby.
Yeah, I'd like to point out if endgaming dot, whatever the fuck it's called, puts up
Maddie K.
A lot of people said they're from the city of Maynooth.
I clarified the town.
Maynooth is not a city.
The metropolis.
It's a random mud hole
it's a
outside
state of
Dublin.
It's a glorified college town.
Yeah. The only reason it's famous...
I don't know if it's glorified.
It has shops next to it. Right?
The only reason it has shops next to it is because a certain semiconductor company called fucking KMD or whatever they're called lives there and hires people.
This is Kieron as an engineer.
I'm an engineer.
Besmirching semiconductors.
Anyway, yeah, no Kaya's.
No Kaya 2s.
I expected at least one or two Kaya 2s. I don't think she's amazing to have in the meta, but I expected some.
People really
just,
like her.
People like her as a colossal counter.
She's a really good colossal counter.
Yeah, 12% of people playing Circle.
Yeah, no Kaya. I mean, obviously Morvana 2.
No Baldur 1s either.
Yeah, he died a debt over the last 3 years.
Poor guy.
No Baldur 2 at all.
No Baldur 1.
There's
Baldur 2.
There's I think there, 2, there are lots of cool Baldur 1s ideas floating around. There's a kind of common... Remember the Undead... All Undead Infantry.
Yeah, yeah.
I played a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
that's starting to go around on.
Oh, I was
very like
scared
that little drop there.
Yeah.
You know that thing that I was doing a year and a half ago. People
I'm going to claim
up on that.
This is our chance to be online. I need to claim credit for everything we got scooped on.
Flanzer.
The Winter Troll. and I'm going to
Winter Troll Men game.
I have a plan for like a weird Baldur 1 gun line with two Purebloods, two World Watchers, and a Megalith. So we'll see how that goes.
What do you think of this though? There wasn't that many Scorn people, but most people when they look at Scorn they think Mikaela 2 is the best caster out there.
Yeah.
Best Warlock, sorry. And there's only three of them.
Yeah,
it's not much.
Well, I think
there's
everyone
on Scorn.
There's not enough Scorn, yes. But out of the people that.
But Rashath, isn't Rashath a lot more prominent?
The only Scorn Caster doesn't show up. It's Makeda 1.
What's yeah, McCart- no Mac 1.
She's incredible.
It's a very large spread.
I feel like
Makeda 1 is the only one that doesn't appear.
I feel like Morvana 2 has had a huge footprint because she basically made people go, I don't want to play Makeda 1 or Tagrosh 1. Which I think is ridiculous, but it's there.
I don't get that.
I think she has the most, like, it's the most obvious footprint on the meta is Morvana 2. Like, you can see the effect of her release 5 months ago.
It's a lot of
American people, though, say Makeda 2,
Morv 2.
Morvana 2 is kind of, was just a fad. I saw that on the threads.
I think the thing with Morvana 2 is she is really good, as excellent as all the top casters, but unlike Lich 2, Haley 2, you don't have to plan for her. You can just play against her. I think she's the best designed top tier caster in the game.
In that you can counter
in that her. You can play against her. She doesn't make the game impossible. You don't need to go, okay, well, I need a Lich 2 list and a Haley 2 list.
Yeah.
You can play against her.
What would be good counters towards her, then?
Rashad is good. Scorn, I think, is her, like, best matchup. I really feel like she's good against. She's okay at a surprising amount of crits, just weird stuff, but not Lich 2. Lich 2 really... I've played it a few times just to double-check, and it kicks the crap out of her. That's okay, because I play it with a Wald Rat who you never want to play against crits anyway. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Lich 2. But the reason I play it with the Wald Rat is it gives her a good Legion matchup. She's the only thing in Circle that I feel I can drop against Legion just as a, oh, I've got a Legion in this. And I can pair it with Cromac, and I feel like it's good. That's why I play that's why I think the Wald Rat's much stronger. The Wolves and having other Gator Witch Docks is better against other Circle lists. But I feel like pairing up against Morvana or against Legion well is something Circle players struggle to do, and I feel like Morvana 2 with some Wolds does that quite well.
And given, you don't want the mirror match, the team environment helps us.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, Lilith 2 can't feat a Wald Rat off the table. And in fact, if your Wald Watcher's positioned carefully,
can't
probably
a strong word. Unlikely to.
Okay, yeah, she needs max dice. Unreasonable amounts of dice. She probably won't do it in one turn, and two turns actually can be a bit difficult.
Yeah.
No, if you get that, then the Lilith 2 list is completely... Like, your Skinwalkers are in there, and once they get in on Legion heavies, they're not struggling too badly. Yeah. Like, I think Jerry...
God rest him.
...was surprised by how much her Circle Infantry, for the first time, can really tangle with Angels and stuff. Because Mad 8 Skinwalkers just
pretty
do the job.
Because there's a lot of weird liquid noises happening.
Now. Yeah, that is true.
And that was definitely getting kicked out of
the Anton's bladder gave up.
Yeah, he just can't handle it.
Yeah, that's my idea.
He is the weak link of the team.
But I mean, Will Gagne stole that idea anyway. So.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, however, for actual boost capacity, I think one of these two is probably the weak link.
Yeah, in fairness.
Brennan
forgotten an integral rule of the game.
I kept pace with Jerry on the practice night.
True.
I had to walk you guys to food.
Very well.
What?
I had to walk you guys to food.
In fairness, someone mentioned Jerry.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were drunk.
And then there was that. And then there was that ridiculous argument.
I was definitely better than.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay, so our drunk escapades aside.
But I think you guys actually been doing well in training, playing hungover or drunk.
Oh, that's very important. Most of our practice days come after a night drinking.
Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow is our next practice day, and we're making sure to be a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
As Kieron empties the James.
That went away.
So, anyway, as a non-WTC member, because I'm shite.
Wow, snurballs.
Because I'm shite, I'm curious about how you... when you come to the top... Like, when your matchup is made... When you're facing Austria, whoever, how do you decide then who faces whom?
So as captain, I'm going to look at the lists and then I'm going to go, Owen, what's the best list we can put against each other?
Meanwhile, I'm writing.
I'm no joking. I'm shit. I look
at captain is a master of morale, keeping the team together.
That's my job.
And I do the spreadsheets
and making sure you don't play against Scorn.
Yeah, I don't want to play against Scorn. I hate you, Martin Hornacek.
That got a high pitch there.
But in the case that Ireland gets drawn against Team Slovakia,
yes,
you're going to have to face him.
All five of us will play Martin Hornacek.
You'll probably beat him in that case, yeah.
Of all the teams that we've looked at, Slovakia, as much as we may slag them because we hate Martin, they've got one of the strangest lineup of teams that we've seen. And all credit to them, I love the fact that their team is different. They've got two Scorn players, they've got two Rep players, and someone else who
cares. No, they got about. Two score and two legion, legion. Two legion and
no,
one ret.
No, it's one legion, one ret, and something else.
Oh, okay.
Two score and two legion.
The only team with more than one scoring player, and there's not that many scoring players.
The only team with two doubles, it's Finland White. They have two legion, two cricks.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Wales.
And a really weird ret.
Wales. But I have to say, you know, we were looking at the lists, and Slovakia, they have two scoring players. We know Martin is a force to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And the other...
Pavel was at the Masters as well.
Yeah, Pavel was at the Masters as well and did quite well. And his scoring list as a scoring player, I looked them and I love them. They're completely different from what people would consider as a good list. And I've no doubt he'll play them well. But I'd love to see them in action. They're completely different from what most people put together. There's a Xerxes list with about 50 bajillion Satrati.
Min units of Cataphracts.
There's a lot of Cataphracts all over the place.
3 min units.
Yeah, there's a lot of min units, which I would question. And there's two completely different scoring lists that I would never thought I'd never seen before. I think they're brilliant. I was looking through all the lists. You've got so many Legion lists that are Saren, Epic Vale, or some sort of variety of that. And they're boring to look at. You've got a lot of Crix lists with either one of the Liches, or sorry, one of the Termites.
One of the Liches, come
Lich
on.
Two. Lich, you've got Lich 2 and you've got some sort of Scar.
A lot of Lich 2 and Scar.
Yeah.
Mostly it's Lich 2 or P-Scar paired with a Denigra. Or, surprisingly common, Lich 2 paired with P-Scar, which kind of confuses me.
I have a few issues with it.
The Venn diagram of the matches they cover is kind of overlapped.
I read on the forum somewhere that that's a really good pair.
But what I love the fact was I'm looking at these lists, and this is from all over the world. You have a lot of lists that sit there, and they're the same lists, and they're just boring to look at. Now, I've no doubt they're going to be really good, and the players are going to be fantastic with them, and they're going to play them in different ways. But you see some lists, and they're just so out there, so different. So, just like, what the fuck, where did this come from? That they really take, they really just kind of draw your attention to them. Like, there's a person there with an Archangel, and fair play. that's amazing.
Worthy of comment.
Yeah, like, there's some really strange ones out there, and they're brilliant. And I think more power to those people.
I really think, actually, the coolest set of lists are Poland Red. Poland Red have a load of casters that you see less of, are like considered B grade casters, and they're really excellent.
There's two of them. And
those guys really jumped out at me as well.
Poland Red just really. Or is it Poland? Yeah. Just the Polish guys in general are some weird. First of all, High Reclaimer is apparently a thing in Poland, and I love the Polish for that because I love High Reclaimer.
High Reclaimer is really cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They have a really cool Madrek list, which Ando wants to talk about. Their Morvana lists are just strange but good looking. Like, they've lots of I'm really impressed by Poland.
We spent a couple hours this afternoon reading through all of the lists as they got posted up.
By the way, it just got posted today. Today is Saturday, so the lists are only up about 4
hours.
Our thoughts are not terribly up for this one. But, you know, every now and again we ran into weird lists, and mostly our reaction was, I don't get it. When we looked at Poland Red's list, we were like...
Poland White, sorry, it's actually bad.
Poland White.
They have Gorton and Durgan, which are excellent lists. Bokai has 3 feckin' gunners in each, and I'm actually kind of cool with that.
Yeah.
There's the guy with the cool High Reclaimer list, the guy with the cool Madrek list, and Rue, solid stuff. The Circle guy is Morvana and Kruger 1, they're pretty solid. Butcher 2 here, and a really, really sweet Eros 2 list.
Yeah, so with all the Iron kind of go through the stuff in that you want to talk about.
I want to just shout out to the High Reclaimer. It's the guy in Poland Red. He has High Reclaimer with Idrian Skirmishers. Fucking huge shout out.
Pronounce his name.
What is his name?
I didn't write it down.
I call people by factions. That's a spreadsheet guy.
It's easy. It's Tomek Tutaj.
Oh, good work.
Yeah. Also, hello to all the Polish people for whom my name is a hilarious slur.
Really?
What does your name mean in Polish?
Saggy tits.
Your mums are all Siski.
I will clarify that the name Siski arose out of a humorous incident in which two drunk men drank soup and whiskey in combination.
And had saggy tits.
I do not have saggy tits.
He has saggy tits. They're actually on my elbow.
Oh,
God! Personal space.
We did get a Polish guy to confirm this, so we assume it's correct.
It is entirely possible.
Tomek Tutaj is going to give the world some tutelage on High Reclaimer.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That was awful.
I like his list a lot.
Creole 3 and High Reclaimer, and they're really good lists.
Yeah. Creole 3 actually is very cool.
I like Zealots with Diana and Holt.
Yeah.
A lot.
I'm
Deliver a sunburst crew.
I don't know why everyone thinks
that sunburst crew, that is awesome.
Right? This could, this really is. And it, like,
it's all stuff you don't see.
It's ridiculous stuff, but it actually makes sense. Like, it looks cool. Yeah.
What I don't know where earlier is that a lot of the lists that we came across that didn't make any sense. Like, or they were unusual. They seemed bad. We looked at them and we were like, what? We looked at those lists and we were like, not what we expected at all, but I get it. You see it and you go, that's cool. Particularly that Madrek list, because obviously that makes sense and it's cool, because it's what I'd written myself.
So you shout out to Poland, which is basically Ireland in the 80s.
Bam!
For those of you looking to challenge Jessica Brennan, Beer Machine, just come up and approach him. He's the ugly guy with a beard.
The really tall ugly
guy. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
He's never had sex with a woman, to say.
It's obvious from my gait.
The one for me that really, I think is fantastic, but I don't get it. There's person on Portugal. Oh, sorry, Hungary.
Portugal,
I apologize.
Eh?
I apologize. Hungary. The Hungarian team. We have Peter Molnar. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. I probably am not, knowing me. You have a Lord Assassin Morgul list, and I think that is fantastic.
You are instantly a hero.
Yeah, that is amazing. I don't get it, but I think it's brilliant. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just,
no.
For myself, if I look at a list, I don't get them until I see them being played. But Morgul and Mammoth, both Cyclopses, Korea, Bloodrunners, and a few other things. I understand part of it, but don't get the rest of it. But I think it's fantastic. Fair play to you completely for taking Morgul. That's brilliant. You have a Lazalus with you, which is really good beside it. But yeah, Morgul, fair play. Fair play.
Kieran, why don't you play Epic Morgul?
Because I think he's crap.
Coward.
You.
No, coward.
No, in fairness. I'm spoiled by the fact that I've been playing since the game came out. And
since the 50s.
since the 50s.
2 BC! Hack poo!
And for me, I've tried Epic Morgul once or twice, and I still can't get over the fact that in Mark 1 he was probably one of the best casters in the entire game, to Mark 2 where he's arguably one of the worst casters in the game. He has some good matchups, he's a lot of bad matchups. But I've tried him once or twice, and I haven't been able to get him to work. There's a lot of casters I haven't been able to get to work, and he's one of the ones at the very bottom of not being able to get to work. That's a verb, not being able to get to work.
I feel like every faction does have one legitimate. Like, I feel like most people complain they have 3 to 4 bad warlocks. I feel like every faction actually has one, about one or two.
Yeah, one or two that you just
like.
You can make lists that sort of kind of work.
And
them.
some factions have enough random non-caster dependent stuff that can be okay. Like, you can make a Zerkova list work. I think she is the outright worst thing at Kador.
She is probably one of the worst casters in the world, but I don't doubt that some person can come up with a list that will kill a person who's going to compete on the Kador world championship.
You can take Kador units and lots of mercs.
You know,
and
5 dice razor wins. Do unexpected things to Cortex.
That's unlikely.
I mean,
odds.
You'll always kill idiots.
Odds.
You'll always
like
kill
that
idiots.
Time that Antomantarax shot me with 3 11s out of 6 dice.
Disclaimer, an Antomantarax is actually an Animantarax.
No, an Antomantarax
killed
an Animantarax. That's very, very lucky.
That has also managed to kill a member of the WTC team for Ireland while in cover and also being Morten Ebra. Kiblemo.
Being more than ever, that's your
first
crime.
Well, to be fair, being more than ever was sort of making it easier for it.
But in fairness, no.
But 11's to hit, man. 11's to hit. Hit
twice,
him twice.
Twice.
And rolled an 11 on one of the damage rolls. What the fuck was that? It was the perfect, like, he'll never hit us from over here.
Oh, shit.
And that was off to
in fairness,
so
my
Animantrax
has been
units have died.
Very lucky. It's managed to kill Morten Ebra. It's managed to kill E. Vale in cover. And it's managed to kill a Blood of Kings Vlad.
It's because you named it luckily after
After its first kill, so it's now called.
It's also apparently got a hunter tail.
I don't get that.
Is Morten Ebra not in cover?
I don't understand. Yeah,
she lost hunter in his cover.
Yeah,
but why has she got a hunter tail?
You're shooting them to death, aren't you?
Shooting them to death?
No, in all of those,
did you get shot to death by an Antomantarax?
Yes, that was the entire conversation.
You were pathetic. As well. You actually, Siski, you're on the team.
Yes.
Siski, you're back off the team.
Alright.
To put that story in context, that was the same Unbound game where both my units of Satixus failed their terror checks, running in, and then I spent three turns of Unbound.
Wait, no, I will explain this.
Four actual hours.
This
getting my army passed.
Let me explain this.
Fleeing Satixus.
This was Satixus fleeing due to Annihilators with terror. Which I realised after the game, they don't actually have terror.
Yeah.
By after the game, you mean 3 months later, right?
3 months later, yeah. I'm amazing at this.
Did you suddenly sit up in bed?
Don't get mad at some Doom Reavers, which is clearly what you thought.
Why not?
Hey, whoa. Terror is different than Abomination.
Yeah.
Much, much better.
Yeah.
Did you sit up in bed and were like, I'm a savage cheater?
No.
No.
I realised that, oh no, a certain person
make mom references.
They're not going to give credit. Well, they might be hosting us.
Yeah.
I love you, Asian Keith. I love you.
Are you like amalgamating the entire Muse crew with weird omni beam?
I'd like to shout out to that hipster psychology major restaurant owning Asian dude on the mom.
Is Chad a psychology major?
Yes.
You guys are gonna have a lot to talk about. I wasn't sure if it was Chad or Josh because I can never tell them apart.
Yeah,
but you're gonna have a lot to
talk about.
Josh is the guy who's a jerk. And Chad is the really nice one.
Chad is clearly the nice one.
Chad is the nice one.
In on the nice one.
I voted for Chad. I love Chad.
I voted for Chad as well.
I think I voted for Colin. Was he
I voted
a
for Lance.
Choice? I feel I'm
Lance
the Colin.
Is actually probably
I feel
the
I'm the Colin of this group.
The editing, so, yeah.
You're not the nice one, though.
I wouldn't put Lance as being the nice one. In fairness, he misses a lot of shit. That's a person who is shit at his job.
It seems like he doesn't do anything. It's true.
He is shite.
He just randomly sticks.
Anyway.
By the way, I'd like to point out that the word shite is Irish for shit. So you're shit.
Anyway,
that was the worst. You know.
Speaking of terrible warcasters, I'd like to give a shout out to Michael Playgames.
Pronounce it again.
Playgames.
Okay.
What?
It's got
Playgames.
It's got two L's.
Illigams.
Yeah. What?
You got corrected elsewhere. That's capital I. Matty
oh,
K. Matty
Michael,
K, you got it wrong.
Michael Illigams. I thought he was Welsh. Anyway.
La.
Who was playing a Amon Adraza list? Which, is every...
You have some strong experience with that. Well,
is that the guy who has one of every jack?
Yeah, it's basically. just one caveat of the jacks.
He's not playing a Templar. He's not playing the Avatar.
But I mean, like, they're all unique, like,
individual. He's playing one of every jack.
It's like, if not 13 devouts.
It does sort of make him the anti-Brennan.
That's true. I love symmetry.
Who needs redundancy?
Yeah.
Let's
be honest. Your favourite list from the whole thing, really, is the guy with four... angels.
My heart goes out there.
I hate you.
I love doubles and double
anyway,
reckoners.
Anyway, excuse me.
Sorry.
Excuse me. I like Amon a lot, and it's, you're playing Fuhrer for the other list?
No, Stu.
I think,
Is this the biscuit?
I don't know. Fuhrer with Adjudicator. There's a lot of people playing Fuhrer too, actually.
A lot of people.
Are they all playing Adjudicator?
No.
But no,
a lot of Fuhrers, two people aren't playing Adjudicator. I'm not totally convinced by the Adjudicator,
I feel
but
like
a lot of people seem to love it.
And Legion all have massive unoriginality problems right now.
I mean, you're playing
it makes me want to play some really weird Crix list coming out later.
You're playing seven jacks and a minimum choir.
I hope
I'm wrong, but this guy seems like he was a lot. They were like, crap, we need a dude in our team. This guy owns one of each Minot Jack to join the team.
don't be cruel.
I just want to point out.
I've been trying not to be mean, but come on. At least we haven't talked about carrots yet.
I wish you
would never mention that again.
Irish people, as a fact, we're not mean. We slag people as a friendly gesture.
Yeah.
Okay, who wants to play slag?
Oh yeah, let's.
Yeah,
we'll
just have to say that any list we're mentioning because there's a reason we respect that. The fact that it's different and you're willing to go to such an event and play this, you have so much respect from us. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You sound so good.
However,
this is true. Actually,
I am totally sincere. I am never sincere, but in this respect, I am entirely sincere.
No, when you guys
take
see
a
his
list
face.
Like that, it is amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, fair play.
It really is.
We'll abuse them, but fair play.
We'll abuse it in a friendly way. We mean it in a friendly way. We'll have a beer with you.
It is sort of the nature of the Irish sense of humor that we are going to take.
Yeah,
that's probably.
We will explain that to you
in person.
It
will probably be clearer because you'll have to see. The whole body language thing that is...
A lot of hand gestures I'm doing right now that for some reason does not convey.
It's okay.
Podcast.
No, they'll get it when I spit on their character at moment.
Yeah. Or I vomit on their shoulder.
We'll break it down a little bit right now. For Irish people, trolling seems to have taken on this whole other meaning on the internet. But for Irish people, there are...
That's
just
being.
Basic social interactions.
Yeah.
Being, yeah.
Well, yeah. But trolling to us means basically saying something in order to gain a reaction out of someone. Like, you know it's not real. You know, you like saying Karchev is the best K-Dor caster. Stop folding paper. Or, I don't know.
I'm finishing a fucking troll.
You are just defining regular trolling.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, but to us, slagging is more of a friendly thing. For example, I will say that Anto has shite hair. And I'm just slagging him. You know, it's
you can't tell.
It's not true. He's vivacious.
I would say that Stu has a bright amount of moles on his shoulder, as we've just learned.
Yes,
you should get that checked out. Yes. You may have skin cancer.
Yeah.
The Irish WTC team is over 90% cancerous.
If you would like to send a picture of your shoulder to Owen Brown,
no, actually,
he will diagnose.
Or a picture of your prostate.
Dr. Owen MD.
Wait, well, in fairness, our official team doctor is Anthony O'Reilly. He will give you the best prostate exam possible. And he's a proper doctor.
Do you want to have... Okay, let's have a chat about this Morvana 1 tier, isn't it? Three wall wires, two units of blood trackers.
Wool ears. That's weird.
Yeah.
You've got it
that's
right.
Weird,
here.
Right?
Yeah, right for, no, that's... What? Where is it?
Gone?
Where's the actual list?
Right? Oh, here it is. I have it. Okay.
Oh, it's right in front of him.
Morvana the Autumn Blade, Harvest of Blood, Tier 4, 3 Walled Wards, a Tarn Wolf Riders Max, Tarn Blood Trackers Max with a new Ala, Tarn Blood Trackers, Tarn Blood Trackers. Whoa, what? Oh, FA increase on Tarn Blood Trackers, I assume.
Just pronounce that for our listeners.
New Ala.
No!
Nula!
Nula!
Yeah, a lot of these names in Circle are the one name in Cricks are actually based on Irish names, I assume, and I'm going with it. So Nuala is actually an Irish name. It's pronounced Nula.
Nuala.
And Dara Graf is actually pronounced Dara. They're Irish names.
Dareg.
Dara.
And while we're at it, our captain's name is pronounced Ciaron.
Ciaron.
Like, you know the like obscure fucking hip hop artist Ciara, just like that.
Ciara,
wouldn't it? Just Ciara. Hmm?
I like your episode of obscure thing. Well done.
Yeah.
So
good work, amazing. Morvana 1.
Why wold weirds?
Three of them. I assume for guns, but there's three units of blood trackers.
You always assume for guns.
Wait, are these other blood trackers that aren't max min? I presume so. Honestly, I don't get it. But fucking kudos.
I've lost to Morvana 1 tier.
Yeah, no, it's
some bad things.
What's his little list?
It swarms like a boss.
My particular favourite is the time that Particle Cornflakes played against it with playing Harvey and did not realise for the entire game that casting Purification was maybe a good move against Morvana 1.
He's a moron, though.
So. Yeah. He's a bit thick.
But yeah, no, it looks interesting. As long as you never have to crack armour and you can jam first, I mean, you have a lot
against
of AD towards, in there.
Like the Bloodweaver's Weapon Masters, you can crack a bit of armour. It's not bad against trolls. Because a lot of troll lists only run lights.
To be honest, this list would be saved by the fact that Wold Riders should realistically be power 12. I really feel like if they were power 12, they'd get used. And if they were, this list would be okay. Because, I mean, think about Legion Heavies. They always have an upkeep on them. Like, Harlan Versh kicks the crap out of Legion Heavies.
So, I'm looking at a Grizzle 1 tier, which, kudos to you, from Daniel Pawelka? I totally mispronounced your name. For having €1 million. Because you own 2 full Creel Warrior sets. You are a goddamn hero.
Or at least really rich.
Yeah, one of the two. If you mugged a man and took his Creel Warriors...
War.
I play Runes of War. I don't own Creel Warriors, though. That's my saving grace. And you're running a Slag Troll. I love you. Everyone who runs a Slag Troll is my hero. I am not running a Slag Troll because I'm a terrible person.
What? They're your favorite model.
They are my favorite model, and I couldn't fit one in. I couldn't find the point in the Madarak for a Slag Troll. Otherwise, it would be a Slag Troll. I wasn't willing to min the stone for it. But, like, the Blood of Brag tier... So, mini rant. People feeding turn 1 with Gristle 1 is the worst thing. You deserve to be beaten with a stick
until you
submit.
The only good part of her feat is the fact you get 2 attacks.
No, the stopping charges comical.
And also moving another time. The 12 all 3 bits of her feet.
I'd just like to point out the one non-Irish person in this entire podcast didn't get the fact that I was being sarcastic. Well, what does that mean?
beautiful.
So
that was right next to the mic. That's going to be fantastic.
So, Crystal 1. If you're feeding turn 1, play her goddamn Theme Force. It gives you Hoofed on your Crit Warriors turn 1. They all run forward ridiculously
far, and you
jam like a motherfucking boss. If you are feeding turn 1, you are playing wrong. If your opponent is playing you Denny, they fix the deployment distances so you don't have to do this anymore. Oh my god. The best part of the feat is the move everything at the end of the turn. And it's amazing. It's one of the best feats in the game. If you're not using all three parts of it, I will find you and I will kill you and teabag your corpse.
In fairness, though, it is one of the best feats in the game.
I've seen.
And a lot of people don't recognize the fact that that feat is amazing. It is one of the most annoying feats in the entire game. And the fact that Stu slapped me full force in my left ear, I'm going to teabag the shit out of him when it comes to list selection.
Oh yeah, mad props to this guy for actually running it all the way to tier 4 with the three lights and bringing Bushwhackers, who are some of my favourite models I've never actually played. And when they get a UA that makes them awesome, I will just play the shit out of them. But right now, I can't bring myself to do it. But if you give me Kuril Warriors, I would play this list. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. A bit I want to talk about, actually, is the emergence of, the wonderfully appropriate emergence of Krakens in Denmark.
I know, right?
I love the fact
that... Do you mean Denmark or Ginegra?
Denmark.
No, Denmark, Kraken, lots of Krakens.
There's lots of Krakens in the Denmark team's list. I have tried and played with the Kraken. I'm really proud of the model that has happened with the Kraken. But I just can't make it... I can't justify it not being two other things, like a unit and another jack. I played it for ages in the list I was testing for the event. With Ginegra 2, you know, it's great with the ability to stick Mark for Death on something and fire the unicorn cannon out. It's good with Gorshade 2, but every time it seems like something else is better.
You could be playing not Gorshade 2.
I wonder if it's a... Well, I'm not playing
Gorshade
2.
He's not bad, he's just boring.
He's just boring as hell. I just don't understand it. There is a list in... One of the Finland lists is a Gorshade 2 list. Not actually... No, that's... Yeah, that's the cursed. Yeah. Not packing a Kraken, but that list just bores the hell out of me, but I've lost my train of thought here.
Okay, I want to chat...
No, not lost it, being distracted from it.
I want to chat about a list that I looked at...
I was making there.
I looked at...
actually going.
Thought it was crap.
Yeah.
You're done?
No, I lost it all. He's done now. But now, you might as well pick it up and go.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just edit it out. It's a list I... finish naturally.
I saw... thought it was crap, and then actually read the list. I was like, it's Commander Hargovich list from the French team. And it's got Conquest, Double Demolisher, Silas, Grey Lords, Battle Mechanics, and Eris, Angel of the Red Troops.
I think that is fantastic.
I think purely, it's cool.
Purely
Fortune Grey Riders.
Well, this broadside is going to be absolutely amazing.
Like, no one ever really said that sentence in earnest.
Broadside's going to be fantastic.
It's a lot of AoE 4s.
It's a lot of AoEs.
But it's still the first time anyone said that sentence.
You know, right?
Broadside's an amazing spell. It really is. If you want to just,
I think it's only amazing
field.
With Hargovich and Demolishers.
If you want to splooge the field with. Random sperm.
You do occasionally want a sperm all over the sperm. But then you orgasm sperm jizz all over the jizz.
And eventually one will be pregnant.
Yeah.
And then you just can't.
And that is anymore. The goal of War Machine, pregnancy. I really don't understand sex with women. Siski, will you show me how?
I will guide
you. Untrouser yourself, gentleman.
I will guide you, little one.
He seriously has never had sex with a woman.
No.
And silence.
To Jerry. Yeah, but no, I just want to say that list actually looks interesting. I'm not sure if it's good, but it looks interesting. And Fortune, Grey Lord Outriders, what convinced me that this guy actually put a lot of thought into it, because that's a really cool combo that's new and no one's really talked about.
Okay, I'm going to put up another one list that I think is fantastic. Mikaela in the Exalted Court.
Love Big Mac.
I love Triple Mikaela.
She's
from
Austria, really
Stefan Mader. I hope I pronounced that correct. I think she, I love playing with her. I
just
would like to have sex with her. I think it's fantastic.
Point of order, should we not call him like Stefan Mad? Or
okay, I would pronounce it as much as I would like to. Stefan Madea. Anyway,
good God.
It looks like a fun list.
What? According to Anthony, Austria is France.
You've got Triple Mikaela, you've got Molly Karn, you've got Bronzeback, you've got Gladiator, and you've got other shit. That's all I need in terms of her list, because you've got the feature is going to be hilarious no matter what you do. You've got Karin, you have Bronzeback and other shit in there. You're gonna have her popping that spell that she has that I can never remember.
You're a real scorn expert there.
What's the unit in the list of water?
The unit, you've got Pain Givers, you've got Mortiers, you've got Swamp Coppers, Bellows Crew, and you've got Venators Max.
Slingers.
Venators.
So that's an interesting one now.
I think Posse are probably the...
Posse was what I would take, because...
Self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient. You've got the Willbreaker, or sorry, not the...
Taskmaster.
To take our...
You know your faction good.
I know, I'm shit. I've been drinking a lot of whiskey.
He has been drinking a lot of whiskey.
Not that much, really, in fairness.
Stu just cried because the big daddy of the team is so drunk.
not that drunk. I'm functioning.
Mom and Dad are fighting again. Jesus.
Anyway, I am mom.
Anyway, and in conclusion, big props to you, Stefan Medeiros. I love that. Uh-huh. I think it's going to be fun. I think it'd be good to play.
Say, though, Makeda 3 is one of my favourite bits of design work.
Yeah, she is one of the best design casters. She is great fun.
And in fairness, if you've never had a mammoth take 2d6 plus 11 dice, then you're not playing right. If you haven't had that happen to you, you haven't done the feat correctly.
He was camping 11 and a Forsaken got him and he had a mammoth.
Camping 9, let's be fair.
9, whatever.
I may have been an absolute retard. But it's May.
That's ableist.
Oh wait, yeah. Who were you playing against when that happened?
Oh, I was playing against some guy called Jerry.
Jerry Nolan Jerry. Experience.
You're not prepared.
So Cassius, right? Cassius and Druids. Someone explain this to me. I just don't get it.
It's an anti-Grix thing. It's
really
yeah. Now people are like, oh, we can protect all my models with this 8-inch bubble from Excarnate. I've seen the argument.
I think Cassius is okay against Krix anyway, but that's
yeah,
what
I like
Druids
him against Krix. I don't see Druids as being worth the points with him.
No.
I increasingly find it hard to see why Druids
are worth
the points at all. And they're really annoying for my faction.
Mm-hmm.
But they still seem like too much of your list.
In fairness, though, Stuart loves Cassius.
I love Cassius as well.
You like playing Cassius? So what do you see that's wrong? Or what do you see that's strange for you?
I think you just need more souls. Like, you need more. I like lots of bodies in a Cassius. We got Bone Grinders. Some people are running Bone Grinders. I'm kind of looking at a couple lists at the moment.
A lot of people are running
Nyss Hunters, man. If you are not running Nyss Hunters,
you're
just not doing
just
it. Like,
no brainer.
Gotta run Nyss Hunters. They're amazing with him.
There's also some weird Ravager builds. Like, Ravagers with Cassius, I can get behind, but only full Ravagers, no Shaman with a Chieftain.
Yeah, full Ravagers. I kind of like Skinwalkers with UA. Because the Skinwalker with UA is really good, and Cursed Shadows makes them hit a lot harder.
I think, though, people have played a lot of Morvana 2 with Skinwalkers, and Morvana 2 with Skinwalkers are amazing. When they're not Mat 8, they're way worse. And
I like them, dramatic. I like them with people with arm buffs. I really like them more of one, because she makes
them
arm 18.
I think they can be interesting in bricks which have Megalith, because in bricks that have Megalith, you don't need that much board space, you can move Megalith up into the unit. Get his animus out, get them up to mat 8, and they can eat themselves.
I really like Cassius
with
Mega, or maybe even a Wold Warden. He's one of the only people I'd actually consider a Wold Warden with. Because having a free Curse of Shadows is huge, because he wants to be casting Hellmouth.
I feel like Megalith, though, is the way to go.
If you don't have Megalith somewhere else, he wants to be double Hellmouth.
I have seen Cassius players pull off truly wonderful things using Hellmouth, double Hellmouth as a movement
shenanigan. Cassius has a really high skill curve, and I'm really glad to see that people are finally starting to get over that hump.
I'd be playing him right now if someone hadn't already taken the circle spot on this team.
I'd be playing
Cassius next year.
I'll play him out. It's come down the line.
I do love
Cassius. Everyone hates Kieron.
It's true.
Old man, dirty old man.
If you are not running Gobbers in your Cassius list, run fucking Gobbers.
Some people not?
Yeah, some people aren't running Gobbers. You got it.
You know,
Garbers.
Kieron,
I mean,
when it was a way to make sure we were nice to everyone. Those guys are idiots.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guy. He's wearing a shadow.
I love all of you. I will try to have sex with you at some stage throughout the weekend, but I can't help it.
Blood trackers are amazing with them.
Blood trackers are really good with them. Anyway, blood trackers were good when anyone could make them.
Gators.
Weapons.
I actually really like gators with them. Because gators, POW 15 gators are dumb.
It's really good,
And they have Pathfinder. Gators are just great.
He still gets souls, and
Yeah, but I think I actually like wolves as well.
Gators can make themselves Pathfinder into one.
He's one of the lists I'd really consider wolves in as well for a lot of these, because wolves are just cheap souls.
Well, I mean,
he'll eat. Like, he loves
the only thing
soul.
I would say about Cassius is there's two kind of ways you can use. I think his feat is underrated as a really good control feat. If you put Ravagers in his list, you have to feat for the Ravagers. You have to feat when they're about to charge next turn.
I think the ideal situation is to feat after they charge, but.
Yeah,
you're not always going to get
that. But I mean,
against Krix, I think you can feed after the charge.
But
because they're all threat everything in Krix.
True, but you won't get that many heritage. I suppose if you're hitting their advanced deployed Terrapates,
everything in Krix.
Yeah, and then you feed on them with their Death 15 and can't be charged.
You have a chat about that. I'm going to save up my vitriol.
Yeah, but
amazing.
Yeah, looking at a more than ever tier 4 list, and I think more than ever has a really good set of matchups if you can dodge the bad ones.
Where is it for and who's it by?
It is...
Pronounce the name, enunciate.
It's Frank Primavera from France.
I believe his name is pronounced Nula Mac-Isa.
True. But no.
Good effort.
Let's just give everyone...
More than ever, tier 4 has been one of my pet lists for a while. It's been a, like, something I've run with since the very beginning of me playing competitive War Machine. You know, I always had this rule.
5 weeks ago.
No, isn't true.
When was the last time you got killed by an Antimandrax?
6 months ago? 7 months ago?
I feel like you need a month recovery. So 5 months. Ando has played competitive War Machine
basically
for 5 months.
Basically getting killed by an Antimandrax reset me. Yeah. But,
between then, he was playing competitively until he was beaten by Zirko.
How long ago since you were assassinated by Mosar in Melee?
Well, yes! Yeah,
Anthony has the worst record of the entire team. He's in as our comic
basically,
relief.
Basically, the important deal.
In defense of everyone
trying to pick matchups against the Irish team, the really important thing for people picking matchups against me, if you are playing an unexpected caster that everyone else considers to be complete crap, you will not roll nothing but tens against me. For the 11th. Entire game. 11th in fact, if those are necessary.
In Anthony's defense, I once almost tabled his Denny list and he ran at Haley 2 with Denny, got 2 turns of running at her and won. So, I mean, it happens. But I'm also very bad.
I am both the victim of and the king of incredibly unlikely dice. Yeah,
they're just weird, random assassinations.
Probability means
happen.
Nothing in my presence. Yeah, I was halfway through talking about the board of Everlast there. And it's been a pet of mine. It's been a pet of mine for a long time. My favourite thing to do in tournaments actually was when people are looking at my lists and say, more than ever, what does she do? You go, bam, dropping that, surprise kill. But what's really grinding my gears on this one, a desecrator. What? I don't understand. It's got 9-inch range. There's no banes in the list to give it free focus, which seems to be the only good thing that it does. Like one little 3-inch AoE scale there, I don't understand it. I mean, you know that any lists that are coming to the WTC are played by people who are capable. But it's one of those ones that I just don't get. I'm starting to think that playing the best way to play more than ever is actually out of tier. Because I've always found that my best assassination vectors while playing more than ever are stalkers. And the best thing in Crix to trigger overrun is a Kraken. Neither of which are discounted by the tier 4 bonus. And then all of a sudden, you build your core of lightjacks. And a big jack. Threats all over the place, hard to keep track of, but you still have room to include actual units, which make a really big difference to more than ever.
Okay, seeing as we're going through lists, I'd actually like to talk about what do we like. Have you all, I assume you've all flicked through it, did you actually look at our own lists and, like, when you're in the mindset of, like, trying to guess whether or not these guys are, like, good, whether or not they know what they're talking about, if they're weird, if they're going to throw something strange at you. What do you think when you look at our lists, again, in the context of everyone else?
Well, my first thought is that, what's that Jerry guy doing? That's weird and different.
Jerry.
Jerry. But he is playing Kallus.
Kieran, you had something to say there?
The one
I would say that from a lot of our lists, nearly most of them are different. I think Anthony's is very close to the bone. Yours is...
Mine were stolen.
Were
by some bald dude.
They have been replicated a lot since you wrote them.
Mostly bald dudes.
Runes of War isn't really original. My Epic Madarak is slightly different from
everyone
else's.
It's unusual, but it's not like you're the only person.
Okay, so me and Jerry is...
Even your lists are actually not...
As well.
You have two...
And lots of people playing Hexera.
Okay, so Jerry and maybe a half...
If I look at our team, I think that... None of it, like, a lot of the teams, when you look through, you're like... Very few teams where you go, something's going on here. Either it's a weird and small meta, or something's going on, and there's a few people you go looking at, whoa, these guys are scary. Most of the teams, you can't tell anything from the lists.
One of the things
I will say about Ireland, though, is that our pairs seem really nice. Like, across it, we seem to be planned for much more generous, whereas a lot of people went their faction, and they just pushed both lists having the strengths of their faction.
Yeah,
basically to be able to hopefully play against everything else.
Yeah, so we have one option that for all of us we have one list that's strongest first, and we try to build another list that's as best as we can do for the other one.
So Stu's list changed a lot. I mean, you were originally playing
Epic Grimm.
The Hunter's Grimm.
And Runes of War. I was always going to bring Runes of War.
Okay.
It's such a good all round drop, but.
So did you feel like a pressure to change to something more conventionally competitive? Or
I would just like to point out we're just going to take a small pee break for Anthony.
Anthony is now going to stand up and touch himself.
So that's an error. That's an error.
He's also going to slur
almost
Portugal.
18 minutes in. So that's about that's close good. To the end of a conventional.
We play fast.
Well, to be fair, I think we're probably going to end up cutting like half an hour of that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about, I suppose, the dwarves, and then my favourite.
Yeah.
List.
We'll let Stu finish his sentence first.
So I was playing Hunter's Grim, and I did a whole thing on Overload Online. Check it out. About what list. It's got double slag troll. Because I absolutely love double slag troll.
Right. One of the deciding factors to the reason I dropped Hunter's Grim, I wasn't sure on the pair with Runes of War. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what I wanted to pair with that, and I think I had some trouble with things I wanted to drop Hunter's Grim against, and I thought it wouldn't work as well. As well, the big problem, the big reason I dropped Hunter's Grim, even though I actually really like playing them, is I built a very finesse-heavy list, and I really liked it. There was one of the things that the list was built for was that, like, lots of the models could either shoot or go into melee. I had burrowers that I could shoot with under the feet, or I could charge in mortality. I had a lot of decisions I could make at the time. It was a very adaptable list. It could adjust to the situation on the table, but it took a lot of active thought. And I'm going to be extremely drunk when I play these lists. So I looked at this list and there's a lot of finesse. And there's games where I just made wrong calls while completely sober.
Yeah.
And I if I played it enough, I think I'd get better at those calls. Putting a drunk man in the exercise
ball, that's going to go well.
Oh, this is going to go real bad.
So,
no, let him get bummed by the exercise ball.
So,
So I'm switching to the exercise ball because Anthony's a useless drunk.
And we don't have enough chairs.
This is why he's playing Scar 1.
Yeah. So I switched to Epic Madrak because Epic Madrak is really easy to play drunk, and it's also one of the things that made me feel deeply uncomfortable playing trolls. Is I love troll baiting, where you throw your warlock out there and say, "Come at me, bro." And they fail, and then you kill them. It is a deeply satisfying. Grim 2 does not do that. No. P. Doomy really doesn't do that.
No.
And I felt deeply uncomfortable not having a ridiculously survivable warlock as part of my pair.
Seems good.
So I swapped E. Madrak.
I think that I'm the only one who doesn't really have an account for that. I think part of that is just Circle.
Yeah.
It's too high finesse a faction to play like that.
Yeah, it was one of the directives from me at the start that we're going to be drinking a lot. We want to have at least one caster that we can all go for.
Probably the most formalized thing we've done.
Yeah, that was strategy. One of the few things we actually did. We said, look, we're going to be drunk, we're going to be hungover, we want one caster that we're comfortable with, and we can play roughly without too many errors. I think we've all got at least one. We're not telling you which one is.
In terms of list composition, though, did you all have different ideas originally about what you would play?
For me now, as captain, I originally said at the start, pick what you're comfortable with. There was no instruction that certain casters had to, or certain factions had to play or anything like that. I said, play whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you feel you want to be able to play in a drunk station. I don't mean that in a funny way. I mean the fact that we're going to be going over to a different country, we're going to be drinking with other people, we're going to be having a laugh with them. We're going to end up drinking. We're going to end up having some sort of hungover feeling. We want to be able to play a caster that we have some idea how to play in some sort of state that's not fully cognizant. So that was the only instruction for me.
Yeah. Again, I think I'm the only person who kind of failed that objective, and I'm just a part of it is that I like lists that you can play drunk. I usually find so boring. I always play really high finesse, narrow margin lists. I play lists that I either win by an enormous amount or lose dramatically.
Just remember that you have to hit,
Sunday morning, he's going to lose dramatically with whatever list he plays.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter.
You draw him, you're winning.
Just try to draw me all the time. Just give me your worst player.
You're going to tilt like it's a boss.
I haven't tilted in a long time.
Well, that's thanks to the solid psychological wisdom in hacking the cortex.
Stop pimping yourself.
That's the first time I'm pimped myself.
I think I'm the only person who hasn't.
Mr. Corporate O'Reilly.
Crap, I did claim Haley Ponies.
You did claim Haley Ponies.
But I made it!
Yeah, you point. You point good.
I got a point in this mic, just like our captain. Captain, join me in this pointing exercise.
I'm a point master.
Right, we should quickly go through these last kind of sets of things we think are real wicked cool. Dwarves. But importantly, not Seerforged. Seerforged is bad. You're not people.
Kieran, your phone.
First of all, I'd like to say that I'm actually Seerforged.
Owen's the team jerk.
Owen's actually an amalgam of all of these on these thoughts.
Now, I'm going to make an attempt to try and pronounce your name. I apologize.
I am Musemonculus.
I need space for this. Wojciech Gudzowski.
It's Wojciech.
Wojciech?
Yeah.
Wojciech Gudzowski?
No, I like Woodchuck.
I apologize.
Woodchuck Gazowski.
You're playing two four-star lists. It's fantastic. It's the first four-star list.
Linguists can't do accents.
like we can't.
But can do actual.
So we got a 4-star list with Gordon, Basher, Tree Gunners, Silas, Wishnishner, Kiazi, the Underboss, TAC, Alexia, Iris, Gorman, Madeline, Thor, and some other people. And then you've got Crazy Gunner, bloke with his driller, and several gunners. Whatever about the rest of the list, you're taking two dwarf casters. That's amazing.
Kudos.
That is fantastic. Two things. And I don't think they're bad lists. I think they're very good. They're just completely different, and I love them.
I actually think they're excellent.
Are they Max?
Kiazi are mean.
Yeah, you got them. I think Max like.
I think Max is better, but solid ground with Kiazi first of all is fucking
class.
Yeah,
that's really good.
You do want
a Tree Gunners on every list made when we were looking through it earlier. Ander went, "Well, that seems kind of bad," and I was like, "No, think about it. That's a shit. Those are the guys with the boostable Pout 12.
Yeah, powerful shot.
Pout 12.
Yeah.
That's boosted really Pout 12. Scary. That is scary, I think. And if nothing else, you can just aim them and take Pout 12.
Just randomly kill some stuff or, you know, generate angles out of nowhere.
Throw them into zones because they're cheap for the health.
It's like great.
Their armory team.
Yeah,
they're really
good. I think those dwarf lists are impressive. They're also notable.
Systems are awful. Like, the systems are really hard.
No one took up tanks. Very few people have adopted the TAC, and I think that's kind of strange. Because
it seems to be Max. Very few tanks. Like, a lot of American podcasts talk about them in lots of different lists.
They haven't showed up a lot.
No. I think it's because a lot of people initially were like, clouds, that'll save my army, and just the TAC are not for your army. They're for your caster and your caster alone. Yeah. They're for mostly Kator casters. Casters that need to be 6 to 10 inches beyond the midline.
Well, you know, let's get on to what you're really talking about here. We're talking about Kator casters and TAC. You're all about the Peace Orchard.
I love Peace Orchard. Wait,
hang on. The recent ruling about Durgan triple on TAC.
That's sad.
They're still decent enough of them for getting the hospitable ground forward.
Yeah, you can definitely do that way, but you're not getting
true.
Yeah,
but that particular ruling was just a whole lot of kicking the junk for him.
It was, but I mean, mostly, what's the guy who flak fields? There's one of the guys, the Basher. He's not, like, people took them with Durgan because it was an extra focus, and I don't think that works now either.
But I think the Basher,
no, it doesn't.
For me, the only time I played Tier 4 a fair bit, and for me, it was always the Basher with Thor.
Yeah.
It was purely just because Thor could run the shit out of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think some, like, Thor is crazy, so I don't know how they're going to do this Runic Colossal, but,
You can't run it.
It's speed minus one,
but isn't it?
I think it's speed.
I was told by a reliable resource that you have to move it backwards every turn. Yeah.
unless all your pieces run, it can't move forward.
Yeah.
Until it disappears off the board.
What I'd actually really like for that, if it has really low speed, is the ability to destroy walls that comes to contact with
it. Apparently has mining torpedoes.
Blow the shit out of walls. It'd be amazing. Would you not love that? Would that not be amazing?
I do think that I will make a point that I think the Prime Axiom was better balancer in Hotshot than the Galleon was. Clearly. Like, they clearly went, we made a boo-boo, and then made the Prime Axiom not have any boostable AoEs.
Yeah. We'll give you that, but you get power 12s. Or auto-point damage. Yeah, no rolls.
No AoEs.
Powerful rolls for you.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people go on about Hotshot on the Prime Axiom.
It's good. It's good for the missiles.
Good-ish.
Missiles, if you're going after medium-based infantry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It does have one specific argument. I mean, it's never bad to throw around, but it's not amazing.
It's
probably best. Like the Cypher getting the 4-inch boosted AoE is good. Yeah, and everyone's
there
taking
are better
the
places to put it.
Power 6
boosted though is real good. That's a 16 on average. That's better than Pow 8 blast damage. Like, that's Pow 9.
It gets through most not high armor.
Yeah, which is what you actually want. Like, Pow 6 blasted. Like, just random Pow 6s are only good against
armor. It'll drop arm 13, arm 14.
Pow 6 blasted,
Pow 8 blasted
AoE forwards are really good.
It's an axiom. Like, when you hit Pow 8 on your blast damage, you're
Pow
8
is good. And this is up to effectively 9.5, roughly. It's not bad. It's better than Redeemers-ish. Mm. I say with grand, like...
It's better than...
A lot of caveat right there.
A lot of caveat, because I love
actually,
Redeemers.
Actually, one thing, if you had a lot of scoring, there's 7 mammoths in it. Awesome.
Yeah, one guy's 2 mammoths.
I don't like doubling up on colossals in general.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to. There's a few people with stormwalls in each list, and that's more understandable. Few people with galleons in boat lists, that's all more understandable. Mammoths in boat lists seems like.
That one list is. It's Epic Hexorus.
It's Epic Hexorus. No, it's. Is it?
Yeah, P. Morgul with a mammoth.
No.
There is one list.
Oh, the Epic Hexorus, though, doesn't have a raider.
Yeah, I know.
Has no raider, no Kraya.
It doesn't sound, you know, your wonderful package. Like.
I don't get the Epic Hexorus.
I have a wonderful package.
Epic Magle. Epic Magle?
Moigle!
Epic Moigle!
Fnoigle!
Epic Morgul and a mammoth.
What was that really racist thing you said earlier, Siski?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
That was a completely deleted podcast.
Racist,
that's grand.
That's going in the, like... bloopers at the end.
No idea. These are
40 minutes of stews.
I'm going to just be reassembling racist slurs out of all the individual words you all said.
Of all the lists we talked about, is there any one list that really comes in that really kind of stands out in terms of bravery, but also fair ballsy.
I want to go back to Kharchev. And I know he prompted. I know he prompted you being the nice guy, but that's because you're the dad of the team. Well, I'm the jerky middle child.
No, wait, hang on.
You're the youngest. You got away with everything.
I am the youngest.
Marcin Majcek. Fair fucking balls to you, Kharchev. Amazing.
Kharchev V.
Two jacks. Too many.
Kharchev V.
Really good at War Machine.
No. I believe the word is
Kharchev.
Terrible.
Terrible.
It has loads of ideas that you.
He's too many jacks. One too many jack. Or not, the rest is crap.
Kharchev with too many jacks is a weird sentence, but...
And the rest? No, let's go down the rest.
Maybe this guy could easily be a genius, and I really hope... This. Of anyone I'd love to lose to, it's this Kharchev list, because I don't get it.
Please beat him, I will draw you. I will use the team feed for you to beat him.
We'll buy you all the beer if you beat
him. P-Alexia, and Minasol Commandos with Flamethrowers are the bodies of the list.
Why Min
with Flamethrowers, I totally back.
I can see that he's
with the Flamethrowers.
The only synergy in this entire list is he took the Iron Fang Kovnik for the Assault Commandos so they can shield wall faster.
The only apparent synergy. I look at that list, I don't get it so hard that there must be something.
Unless the mule has a special rule where you get two turns every turn. I don't think this list is good.
You're going to have Kharchev with the two jacks going up the field until the very end. You're going to have this fucking super Cador Jack, whatever the fuck it's called.
Behemoth.
Just throwing its blast at
one him, thing
like,
I will say with
sitting there like, for the entire thing until
like,
he gets one,
running and gunning with Behemoth like.
He's going to be toting.
I mean, the Spriggan is there obviously to remove stealth, so you're Behemoth, but I mean it's 10 points, so Kharchev can let a Behemoth shoot things
through stealth. I think the Spriggan is there for, it shouldn't be there. I think it should go one or the other. I don't think you should have.
I just don't see it. I don't understand the mule.
I don't get it. I don't get
when the look on your face when you saw that there was a mule on Dirty Meg in a Kharchev list was just
it's sort of mule on Dirty Meg was enough. I was like, why is there a mule on Dirty Meg?
This guy's a legend. He is my hero because this is probably more ridiculous than Morgul 2, but I don't get the list. I really don't.
It is an amazing.
And because I'm enormously judgmental, I think it's terrible. I'm just gonna go ahead.
I'm glad you were straight out of nowhere because we've all been thinking.
The weird thing is, I love these Polish dudes.
Yeah. I'm gonna retract it all. I never saw the mule in that list. What the fuck?
Even our dad thinks you're a jackass. And we love you, Poland. And I personally love Marcin, which I assume is.
I really
Marcin.
Marcin.
I want to buy Poland builds list.
I want to buy that guy beer because, like, the rest of Poland builds weird lists that I don't get that are amazing. So this guy is clearly some kind of genius, but I just don't get it. Are Alexia and there isn't just a second Terrapit? Because that's not how that unit works. They are not a Terrapit unit.
They can be.
People in the Irish Masters who played Alexia, they played that Kane 2 list, the cookie cutter one that I played.
Yes,
I played copied lists.
Don't base anything on the Irish Masters.
Yeah, but they still. Anyone who plays Alexia and the Risen as a Terrapit, it doesn't work. That's not what that unit is. They're basically super weapon. It's a one super weapon master. You hide it behind your army until she's got 20 Risen.
She absorbs
you
power from the attrition game.
And then you
kills you.
And that's fine. 5 points for a weapon master unit as a regular, and she takes up more space than a regular weapon master unit, and personally hits just as hard.
Yeah, but you can put a Gatorman, the Shambler list in there, and he's purely sharpened.
Yeah, I think so. But the Shamblers don't go first. They go second.
Yeah, no,
this
Alexia
can only go this
second way.
Only can get corpses basically from assault commanders.
Yeah, I know it's not a great idea in the fact that you can't get the corpse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I first read this list, I was like, I'm not sure if he's supposed to run Alexia beside the assault commanders or behind them. If you run them beside them,
it needs another unit.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
no,
the
whole way you run Shamblers and Alexia though is sort of like a Dragon Ball Z protagonist.
Yeah.
The leader of the unit stands in the back. Super sanding up slowly, absorbing the energy from the battle as it happens, and then all of a sudden at the end you're going, shit, all these bodies have happened and this thing just came and kicked my ass.
And I've never had sex with a woman.
Anthony has never
had sex with a woman. That was alive.
To wrap up,
corpse raid.
Wow. That was
you're a racist necrophiliac jingoist.
Mentioned necrophiliac.
Well done, recycling a term from 90 odd years ago. Anyway,
or a Terry Pratchett book from 10 years ago.
That's true. But they never mentioned it in the book. Anyway,
I love Marcin, but I don't get that.
I love you all, and I apologize for all my teams.
Shout out Team Poland, giving me a shout out.
What team? Are you guys, I don't know, most looking forward to facing?
I would love to face Team Slovakia again, and I want to give Martin a proper game. Not a drunken mess game they gave him last time.
I want
to. How likely do you think that is?
But he may have beaten me last time. You know, just saying. That's for me.
I don't know. My real hope for the Irish team is that we fulfill the proper Irish tradition that at some point in those 2 days we underdog one of the favourites, like one of the UK teams, one of the US teams, the Germans. One of the teams people have been talking about that we randomly kicked their asses out of nowhere.
I'll have sex with JVM.
That too.
Showers. I actually
I have to beat Martin Hornacek as the only person who didn't play in the Irish Masters because I was running it. You've beaten everyone else.
Whoa!
But I still got this. He'd beat you. He'd kick your ass. You're shit.
He would have.
Rolls a hit. No.
What is this hitting?
I don't get it.
What the buh?
So yeah, I'm looking for him.
What the fuck was that accent?
Blah, blah, blah. It's like Dracula meets racism.
Dracula.
I want to play one of the American teams so I can play against Chad because I want to talk to that dude but not like creepily follow him around. But really, I think I'm most scared of England Red and I would love to play them.
Okay.
They look cool.
Alright, then we're going to wrap this up. This has been the first episode of Overload on Air. See, I got it right this time. Yeah. And
this time. 15 time the charm.
I have a strong suspicion that it's going to be an awful Frankenstein ragdoll compared to the stream of noise that just happened.
Yeah.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
So this is
and now scene. Come on, they just sang us out. We got
Starfade and cut.
So this is goodbye from Siski.
Skay.
Own.
C-Ron.
Captain Sexy.
Ando.
Stu.
And Jessica.